Hi, I'm Tom Arrow, and I have some great news, listeners. In addition to our regularly scheduled Shadows of Neon episode, we'll be featuring the Lord of the Rings role-playing for 5e. This episode is from Shadows of Neon, a TTRPG actual play using the Cyberpunk Red RPG. The cast including Sweet, Shane, Ariel, Pear, and I are not affiliated with our Telsorian. This is for mature audiences only, including sexual references, foul language, and poor comprehension of what we're doing. Shouldn't be heard by anyone. Continue to look for more Shadows of Neon episodes every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for more content.
No, but the reason that we had initiative is we approached the scarecrows outside of the building, and you thought they might fight with us.
Yeah, also Ariel, and I think we kept it up because Ariel's in cyberspace.
Right.
Net space, yeah.
So we've kind of, since he's been in, what did you call it?
Net space.
Net space.
It's not cyberspace. Net space.
Gotcha.
Once he said cyberspace, I couldn't think of anything else. I'm like, oh, it's cyberspace.
That's where all the space did.
So, Nico, the way I'm seeing that I look at it on the initiative tracker, it's your turn.
Yeah. I'll try and kill the bastard.
That's right.
And the sword. No, I'm going to use two luck and the sword. So I get a plus three total. And
whoa!
Actually not bad.
It is not a one.
It is not a one.
Oh, for all the listeners, we actually placed bets to see how many times Ariel will roll a one. And we'll let you know who the winner is.
Is it going to be like...
This was not a one.
The person that's closest? Or is it going to be Price is Right, the person that's closest without going over?
I think you have to get on the money of what you said. Nothing above or below.
Oh, wow. So Price is Right, hardcore rules.
Yeah. And if no one wins, the prize will go over to next week. It's a rolling one, like a jackpot.
Did you just say yaks?
This is becoming way too complicated.
I heard yakpot.
Okay, good.
Did we win? What did we win?
So do you want to roll his defense?
Yeah, as soon as I find what it is.
His defense is 2.
Okay.
So
D10 plus 2. 8. So you beat him.
Yeah. So I'm going to do 12 res damage.
Oh my.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going his hit point is 20, so
yeah,
still
something
standing.
Like that. I'm going to zap it.
I know I have those stats somewhere.
For my view, this is still in cyberspace.
Net space,
right?
Yeah.
Net space. Okay, got it.
And we have the first one of the evening.
First one is
there. It is.
So far, I'm doing good. Half and half.
Let the record show.
And for my last action, I'm going to activate my Almo. The Almo program gives me a reduction of damage. And I also have Fluck on, which remove all damage unless... it's being de-rezzed by dealing 7 points of damage to it. But it doesn't affect Black Eyes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my turn.
Bastards.
So I'm just going to go ahead and let it take its turn now, but...
If you crit or if he crits, there might be a rebellion. Just so you know.
Come on, I have the stats for this.
Its attack is 6. If that's what is what you're looking
yeah,
at,
yeah, it is.
I can help you find the thing.
Thank you. All right, so gets an attack of 15 against you, Nico.
Oh man, I'll pull in the face to see. If I somehow sort of manage it. And I do.
Whoa.
Hey.
Well, now there's a tie.
Yeah. Oh, it's a tie?
Yeah.
If it's a tie, it goes to the attacker, I believe.
Wow. That sucks. That was close, Ariel. But
yeah,
looks like Nico's still getting slammed. All right. So damage, 2d6. This is when it's good to have your insulated cyber deck. So it's going to be 5 points of damage.
Right. Since I have the flak on, I only take 1 point of mental damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Brain damage.
So even though the lion leaps off of the bar and claws you with one big swipe of its paw, what everyone else sees is him kind of put his hand to his head in a little bit of, like he's getting a headache or something.
Damn, is he all right?
I'm under attack.
Have you been huffing paint again?
Is he losing his mind?
Yeah. Always going on about his Dungeons and Dragons and goblins and all that stuff.
It is Kit's turn.
All right, so we left Kit at the front door, kind of pseudo holding it open to make sure there's no reinforcements coming in, which means she's on the other side of this building. And I'm guessing that means she doesn't really know what's going on with Nico right now.
That would be my guess. Well, although he did say out loud, I'm being attacked.
Okay. And can she see the scarecrow people right outside the door then?
Yes, she can.
Okay. Then I think she's just going to hold her post here instead of surrendering the door.
Okay.
If you want, maybe we can switch positions soon as well.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know that there's a whole lot Kit can do to help Nico in this task. So as the non-combat, non-netrunner person of the party, she might be better served watching the door.
Well, but what if they come in? She's just not really a combat character.
Well, now she's got a chainsaw, so...
Oh, right. When the time you were like, oh, I have really good melee, I should get a chainsaw. Like, 5 minutes later, like, guys, I have zero melee.
I fixed that, thank you.
So, the scarecrows outside the door, they're not really doing much of anything except watching, you know, around and across the street and talking to one another and smoking and that sort of thing. Gus, what would you like to do?
As I look at the Tin Man at the bar, could I have a tequila sunrise? It's swell right now.
He says, what's your friend mean by he's being attacked? It looks fine to me.
I know, right? He's probably on some weird other drug, like black lace or some shit. Look at him. He's just waving around.
Yeah, that's weird. So
we all have our issues.
He mixes your drink and hands it to you guys.
Oh, don't skip on the umbrella.
Oh, right. He reaches down, looks around, and goes, hey, we had umbrellas. The other guy says, doesn't respond. He forgot that he walked around in the back, so he looks a little closer. Oh, here they are. And he puts one in your drink. Plop.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
All right, so how about Aaron? What would he like to do? Or Eric's, I mean.
Well, he's still the guy who's standing here. He has him next to him by the bar. He just hasn't moved yet. Just wanted to clear. Gus. Gus. Gus, get out of your drink, man. Hello.
Yeah.
Do you also think that Jintani has been away for a while?
He went to take a shit, didn't he?
Yeah, fair enough. He'll probably be back. I'll have a beer, please. Oh, actually, no. Make that a whiskey. Neat. Thank you. Do you have whiskey?
Yeah. They have some whiskey.
All right. Take one, please.
All right. He'll pour one up for you.
All right. And Eric's kind of like nurtures the drink, doesn't drink it quickly. Mostly looks at Nico, who seems to be struggling, wondering if he should do something, and he's also watching the door that he saw Jintami disappear into. That's it.
Okay.
For now.
So, let's see here.
Wait, Jin isn't on the tracker, actually.
I am not on the turn order.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe because I switched my avatar?
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. I think I rolled a 9 last time. I'm not sure, but...
You could still, if you click your token and click the initiative roll, it would add it, should add it to the tracker.
Ready? Oh, there it is. Got it.
We'll just use your 10. It's close enough.
Yeah, close enough.
Jin is Jin's a lot cuter than I expected. I like that neon hair. Well done.
That's what it is.
All right.
I mean, it is wild and wacky.
Wild and wacky, yeah.
So, Jin, that means it would be your turn.
Okay, so as I was bringing away this... full bucket of piss that I created. I couldn't go to the bathroom, so I followed this guy to the bathroom, and now I'm emptying the bucket of piss.
Right.
In one of the toilets.
And in the
meanwhile, I when I'm doing that, I'm gonna hide one of the explosives in the thing of the toilet. And because the guy, he's not in the room itself. He's like standing
right
in the door opening.
He's standing outside the door with it open. Yep. And now, when you say you're hiding it in the thing of the toilet, do you mean the tank or what?
Yeah, exactly, the tank. I was,
Okay, and now... Don't forget that when you came in here, you saw that there was an opening in the floor with some stairs leading down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you hide the explosives. Okay. Give me a stealth check or a sneak check or whatever it's called.
13.
All right. This guy's going to make a perception check. Okay.
Nice. Yes.
So you successfully hide it. And he goes, he says, come on, what's going on? Taking you so long? It's the reason we didn't let you go in here in the first place. You're just supposed to dump it and leave.
Do you want me to bring the bucket or just leave it out
here? You can just leave it.
All right. And I'll leave the bucket and I'll follow him back. Outside the toilet.
Okay, so he says, he steps aside and opens this door and says you could just head on back to the bar.
All right. Thank you.
And for the listeners, this door loops around. Basically, they did a loop because they were on the far side of the bar over by the projector. Where the Dorothy image is that the Tin Men were watching. And this setup of this place has a bunch of back doors that lead through different areas of the theater, bar, cantina, club. And he has opened a door that leads back out into the bar area for Jin to walk through. And then that tin man closes the door.
Oh, hey, Jin.
Hello.
And Eric's was looking at the other door and looks at the second door like, huh. guess it loops around.
Yeah, it does loop around. There's some other doors as well, some back areas.
Come join me. Come join me, man. You're shouting. Oh, come here.
Okay.
Hello.
It's Nico's turn.
Okay. I'm hoping to finish off the thingy, the lion,
mm-hmm.
which...
the hellhound lion?
Light me while... Yeah, hellhound. Yeah, I'm going to try and hit it with a sword.
Oh my god.
My second one for the
evening. Oh, there Jesus. It is. There it is.
Oh my god. What?
So
is
if,
on, man.
If this stands, I will win the bet, but
it won't.
We've only just started.
So. We only just started, so yeah.
I don't think you're gonna win the bet.
No, I don't think so. No.
I'm going to zap it. Well, it might hit.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to roll this thing's defense. 9. Oh. Hit.
Oh.
So boom. 3 points of extra damage.
Okay.
And I'll zap it again. If it...
maybe?
Yeah.
That does not connect.
Yeah. That was my so next turn.
Okay.
So close to finishing it.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. So this thing attacked you again. It's going to get... A total of 12.
That's a hit.
It's going to do 10 points of damage.
Oh. Ouch. So, yeah, wow. I take 6 points of damage. 4 are soaked by my armor.
Wow.
It's killing me.
Should we get him a drink or something?
Maybe get him some water.
How is Nico looking?
He looks like he's in a lot of pain, I assume, right?
Yeah, probably bleeding from his nose, maybe from his ears.
Is he bloodied or?
No.
Okay.
Kit, it's your turn.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm going to hold here. She can't really help.
Understand. All right. Jin.
Okay, so I'm now at Eric's his ear, and I'm whispering. Oh, wait, he's over there? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you okay. Got it.
So Jin was whispering from, 20 feet away.
Eric, why can't you hear me? Eric!
My bad. Okay. Anyway, so I say to him, so I saw a hatch. It was leading downstairs. It looks like that might be the hardware where the drugs is being produced. And I hit some explosives on the bathroom. So if you want to make some noise, just give me a...
That's really good. But remember, you still have to get the 30 keys out.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So we could wait.
Maybe wait and see if the guy maybe brings it. And if he doesn't, I guess we go guns blazing. Then we'll also have to definitely wait for Nico to get out of doing whatever he's doing. He's bleeding from his holes. Ooh, let me rephrase that. He's bleeding from his nose. We should probably wait for him and then tell Gus and Kit the plan.
Yeah, we could do that.
Gus, it's your turn.
I'm going to look up at the Tin Man and... Hey, Tin Man, you look a bit stiff. How about a drink on me?
You put down some money or something?
If you accept it, absolutely.
Okay. He says, sounds good.
And refill this one. And I'll...
He refills yours.
See if there's an open connection to transfer some eddies.
Yeah. Well, he'll just hold out his credit stick.
Yep. I'll send over 5.
All right. So he will pour you a drink and he will make a... drop of bourbon. And Dorothy will say from over at the image, I don't want you drinking.
And hey, come on, it's just a little bit of fun.
She says, I want you on your toes. And he says, yes, of course, bitch. And takes a drink.
Yes.
And then sets his drink down.
My dude.
He's so going to die.
All right. Eric, it's your turn.
I just pictured Dorothy standing there with a big smirk and like blood on her face holding an axe. I can see it. All right. With his bit of whiskey, he walks over to Gus and kind of looks over the Tin Man to make sure that, you know, he would not be in earshot if Eric were to whisper at Gus.
Okay.
You think he would hear him?
I think he could whisper it to him.
All right, so he whispers and he tells Gus what Jintani had found in the back, and he says that there's a door leading down, that perhaps we can wait for Nico to get out of. I want to keep saying NetSpace. NetSpace?
NetSpace. Cybernet. NetSpace was the right one.
Skynet. What?
Right, so NetSpace. We'll wait for him to come out, and then if we don't have the 30 keys by now, perhaps we all go down. Get downstairs, grab the 30 keys, and place the bombs. What do you think?
Gus just shrugs and keeps slurping in his tequila sunrise.
Eric shrugged it out as well with a little smile. Like, all right, sounds good to me. And then if he can still move, he would like to walk towards Kit as well.
Sure.
Not sure how far he can walk, though.
Oh, by the way, where's the guy duct taped with explosives?
He was next to Eric. Eric's had him with him the whole time, so the fact that Eric's next to him again works out perfectly.
Oh, there he is. So he's just standing there or sitting on the ground in the corner? Or?
Well, he was sitting at the bar with Eric's. Eric's took him.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
Just hadn't moved him yet. Now he's on his way to Kit, but I don't think he'd reached her this turn yet because his movement is not that high.
Nico.
Yeah, let's finish it. I'm going to attack it with two more luck, meaning I spent 5 luck so far. Attack it with the sword.
Ooh,
of course.
Whoa! You rolled a crit, guys. Yeah. You rolled a crit.
It's not
a really big crit.
I'm going to look out the window and see if meteors are falling down. Hang on.
I mean, it's a double 10, so.
We're good.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, and a respectable 14 points of res damage.
So at that point, with a piercing cry, it just de-reses in front of you into nothing but a lot of polygons.
And pixels?
Pixels. It's gone.
Yeah, I wrote the levels last time. One second.
Yeah, no, I want to play Final Fantasy. What's the Pokemon? Isn't there also a tune when you win in Pokemon? I always forget it.
Yeah, that was almost the thing what Pear just did.
No, Pear did Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Or Mario?
Still Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Okay.
This is not confusing at all.
My final offer, Super Mario RPG.
Still Final Fantasy.
I can't find the levels. So you'll have to please let me know the levels again.
There is a control node for cameras. A password. A strange blank on the 6th level. And the 7th level is a control node for the projector.
Okay, I want the camera, and I want to see if all the cameras in the building have anything interesting.
Okay, so the first camera you see, and you see all these scarecrows talking out of the front door. It switches over to the next camera, and you see a Tin Man standing out at the back door, and he is constantly smashing his head against the wall out there.
No.
He is bruised and bleeding, and he is continuing to do it anyway.
Sounds fun.
Another one flashes over, and you're actually looking in the restroom, and the camera is pointed at a stairwell leading down in the hole in the floor in the restroom. And the final camera switches over, and you can see four scarecrows in the basement cooking. Also, in addition to them cooking, you will see that it is lined with yellow bricks.
I'm guessing they're not cooking Walmart burritos.
Right. Or each other. They're not like in a giant cooking pot.
Dorothy, it's time to cook.
And the yellow bricks are stacked against the walls.
I really want to get to the projector level and remove the AI filter that makes whoever the leader looks like Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So that's what I'll try.
Okay. So you will then go to the, you'll hit another password on the fifth level.
Gotta say, I'm glad you're our networker. You're pretty good at this.
So yeah, I'm going to use Worm program.
Okay.
That would be my last action. To use Worm and try and break the code.
Okay, the backdoor DV is 12.
You got this.
Yeah, I'm going to use one more luck, leaving me with two. Oh.
Right.
Yes. Ooh.
So you bust the password and you'll be able to continue on from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that was my next turn.
Kit. Eric's is coming toward you with Bomberman.
Yep. She glances over and eyes kind of widen and is like, all right, I guess we're getting this show on the road. And she'll cross the distance between her and Bomberman here.
Okay.
What's going on?
Hi. So basically, oh my God, I'm going to relay the plan. Again. So the plan is, Dintani was just in the back. He had to empty his filled up piss bucket, and he found out that there is a staircase leading down through like a hole of some sort in the floor. And I guess we all just kind of figured, or I figured, and I think everybody's in agreement. I'm not sure. Some of us are drinking. But I think we're all in agreement that once Nico is done with his hacking, and by the time, if the 30 kilos has not been brought to us yet, we're going to go down into the basement, shoot everything up, and blast some bombs.
Oh, all right. Okay. Best application of a piss bucket ever. What do you need me to do?
I just wanted you to know so that, you know, if it's go time, that you know that it's go time, where we're going and stuff.
Okay.
So for now, it sounds good if you hold the door, I think. I think.
Okay. Cool. I'll do that. And she scrolls.
unless you don't think we should wait this long.
No. I'll keep guard.
Okay. Sounds good.
I thought you were going for different direction altogether and handing her another bucket. But that makes more sense.
Oh, I wonder if, like in Skyrim, you know, like when you place like a bucket on a guard's head, and you can steal
he sees
anything.
Nothing. You can steal.
We
everything.
Should get a lot of buckets and put it on the Tin Man's head.
Well, they kind of have already some kind of buckets on their head.
But... yeah, that's a good plan. Damn it, I'll work on the plan.
Okay. So. The Tin Man comes out of the back room. And he is carrying a yellow brick with him. So weird.
A yellow brick?
Yeah. And he brings it over.
Is it a very big yellow brick?
It's the size of a brick, but I don't think 30 kilos is more than that. Is it? I don't know what it
sounds like. Well, I mean, hang on, let me Google this and give some groups more reasons to speak to me.
Need like two like suitcases that's like more like 30 kilos.
I actually have no idea.
Okay.
Unless it's made out of lead.
Yeah, it depends on the density, but
yeah,
like, I mean they're gonna be packed like they would a brick of cocaine, basically.
Yeah, and a brick isn't that like 1 kilo in a brick or something?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I guess he's gonna come back carrying
how much does a brick of cocaine weigh?
I guess he'll.
I'll just Google that real quick.
I already did. Yeah, it's heavier. It's a bit heavier.
Yeah, but not 20 kilos.
Ooh, cocaine retail.
Or 30 kilos, right?
According to Google, it says that one block of cocaine weighs 1 kilo or 2.2 pounds.
He's gonna need a duffel bag.
Okay, so he'll come up with a duffel bag of yellow bricks.
There it is.
Nice.
And he'll open up the duffel bag so you guys can see it.
All of us, or just Gus and Nico?
Well, Gus and Nico, but... Well, actually, you know what? He'll come over here and he'll slap it up on the bar. Right here.
Nice. All right.
And he says, well, there it is. 30 kilos. Count them.
Great.
Taste from it if you want.
Only if you taste first. I mean, I don't want it to be poisonous or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. He says, hand me that knife, will you? And this tin man behind the bar, he hands him a knife. And he cuts the brick. And he takes a hit of it. And he says, here you go. After he's done, he breathes in deep, and then you can tell he's really relaxed now or something. Can't tell.
Dilated.
Yeah, when he opens his eyes back, they'll be dilated, and he looks furious.
Whoa, dude, seems like you need a drink. Hey, Stiff, help your friend over here.
I love how Gus is just low-key weakening everybody who talks about it. It's genius.
All right. Gintani, what do you want to do?
So I'm all, also asking for a drink. Vodka.
Okay. He'll pour you a vodka.
Yep. I'll slam it in my throat.
About 10 minutes from now, he's going to have a ribbon on his forehead. Not related to real events at all, no.
No!
Gus.
I bring out my air hypo, and I look at the one that just took some of the emerald glass, and hey, want some of this?
What is it?
It's black lace, man. Some good shit.
Okay. So he actually reaches for it and, like, tries to grab it out of your hand.
Yeah.
Do you let him?
I let him take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a vicious swipe. He grabs it and he takes it. And he slams it into him.
He slams it into him. Interesting phrasing.
So, but yeah, it's basically an air hypo is like a fancy syringe sort of thing. So, but he takes 2d6 humanity loss. So perhaps he's going psycho. Let's hope.
So at this point, he does.
Oh my god.
He didn't have that much humanity left. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So this one over here, he says to him, hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Eric's your turn.
All right. Well, with this bit of distraction, Eric's wrong tool. Eric's he takes the guy with him, the bombed up jacket guy. Well, duct tape jacket bomb, I don't know what we call it. And he kind of walks past pretty slowly up to here. I don't think he can go further. Let me check his movement. I forgot. Ooh, that's 45 feet. Shit. Where do I see my movement?
It's move, so it's squares.
So whatever your movement says in squares, you can move that many squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so he gets up to here along with... He'll have the bomb fella behind him.
Behind him, okay.
Like here. Yeah, because he sees a cybercycle. And he's just kind of casually going to try to sneak by and see if he can get to the back area.
Okay.
With the living
bomb. You're headed that way, then.
Yes. Very casually, like he just has to piss.
Nico, it's your turn.
Okay. I have to go through the dark level to get to the... projectile control, right?
Say the, correct. The duck level?
Black.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'll try and go there.
All right.
Just picturing Nico doing duck hunt sitting
so
there.
So when you get there this time, there's a hellhound that appears, and it barks and growls and begins saying your name. But this one is a terrier.
That's so cool. That's so nice.
Bark, bark, Nico. Bark, bark, Nico.
So, I'm going to put this thing is going to put its initiative up there, or does it just go?
I think it's just goes the speed to the of
top.
Six.
Yeah. No. It goes to the top of the round.
Oh yeah.
Black ice. It has one exactly. attack on me for free, and then it goes to the top of the round.
Okay, thanks. So
basically.
But you should also be on top of the round.
Well, yeah, I'll go next. I'll attack him. So,
okay. Yeah. So it gets an attack of 15 against you.
Oh, my God. Makes sense.
There's another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the third one.
He's had 2 successes and 3 ones, so I'd like everybody to realize that I'm winning at my 50-50.
Yeah, I cannot win anymore. It's past the 2 now.
5 points of damage.
Holy crap. Take one more. Like one total. Because my flak is still... My ammo is still up.
Right, gotcha.
Okay, now I'll attack it. I'll attack it with sword. I... don't trust my ability to dodge it. Oh, I would have loved to. But I'll do attack with sword. Not bad. And a total of 11.
Okay. So I'm going to roll its defense. And with its defense, it's going to get a 14.
14? It wouldn't it be 9? Wow. Since the defense is
wait,
2,
wait,
right?
Wait. Its defense is 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, defense 2. So only a 9, so you hit.
I was getting extra excited when you hit something.
13 points of damage.
Ooh, all right.
And I'll zap it. I'll zap it again for 12, which is very good. But
does
the damage
one
be...
roll on the damage count? It's a 1, right? Oh. Counts.
Okay, that hits.
Yeah. Okay, so 1 point of damage
in
2 dice. Amazing.
Take that, you little.
How
dog.
Did they do that?
I don't know. It says 1d6 plus 0d6.
Okay, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
I think
no, wait. Weird. No. Because it's zap. It could be. It could be. I'll try again. Zap with my last net action.
Oh my. What?
Another one for the listeners.
How do you do this?
I don't know.
So far, I think Gus, Pear, you and I, we're on the money, but not for long.
I bet it's going to be 7 in the end.
It's going to be Tom or Sweet.
Horrible.
I don't even know how you do this.
All right, Sweet, it's your turn.
It's almost like something is broken.
I'm writing in the message to everyone in the agent, like, I found Toto.
Okay, all right. So she gets that message pop up that you found Toto. I think she's going to head over towards the group at this point. Like, what's going on, guys?
Mr. Rain's down in Africa.
Gus is a little drunk. I think that guy's going psycho. And the guy between us has a lot of bombs strapped to him. I'm going to try to take him in the back. Okay. Try to bring him to the back. Right. God damn it.
I'll try to help. Move bomb guy.
Okay.
Also, don't worry, bomb guy. We're not going to kill you.
So this guy now just screams in rage. And he's got a couple of different targets to pick from. Gus or Nico. So I'm just going to roll a six-sider. And if it's 1 to 3, it's Gus. Gus it is.
That's Gus.
Oh, dear.
All right. So this guy is going to use his slice and dice melee weapon, which is his claws on the end of his fingers, I believe.
So when you go psycho and cyberpunk, that like, do stats get boosted? Do we have to like be that afraid?
Well, he's not cyber psycho. He's drugged psycho. Because if he was cyber psycho, that would be his... That would be to his... Due to his implants, right? Of course, I guess he does have implants, so it would still be...
It depends. It has to do with the humanity, and you can have low humanity, and you can also have even less humanity due to implants and things.
Okay, so I'll tell you what it does. The drug that he's already on right now... and he got it renewed by using that from that brick. So that heightens anger and reduces pain. So, and then he had the black lace that lowered his humanity to the point that he went psycho. I just wanted to get the description of these guys again.
Hey, Kit, maybe we should go around the bar. Pretty sure that the door loops around.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That guy's not looking so hot.
Ooh, look at that evasion by Gus.
Yeah, that's the score he has to beat to hit me with a melee attack.
So it is a monofilament whip implanted in the user's thumb.
Ugh.
So yeah, that's nasty.
Thumbs up.
It's going to need to make a... melee weapon check against your 16 and gets an 18.
Oh.
So it is going to connect.
Yep.
Oh, and I rolled from the skill and not the weapon. So it is it's a light melee weapon, so it's going to do 2d6 damage. So 5 damage.
6 for light melee weapons.
Oh, well, that's... I don't know. The damage attached to slice and dice is 2d6, so 5 damage.
Yeah, so it's a medium melee weapon. Yep.
Okay.
And he also gets to attack again, since that's a rate fire of 2.
Right, all right. So here's second attack, 13. And you dodge that one nicely.
It didn't take damage, right? 5 doesn't exceed your armor at all?
It does do some damage. That's the power of the melee weapons. They reduce the...
Oh, right. Right, right. Remember you saying that
and before? Then... he's going to pull his very heavy pistol. So now the combat has started. The scarecrow's going to come running.
I figure Eric's definitely yelling as he sees him, like, one of your pals went psycho. Watch out. Look out. He's trying to kill us all. Did it work?
I think Tom's still figuring out where this other guy needs to pop out.
So I'm checking this character sheet, trying to find his speed.
It's smoke. It's one of the main stats.
Got it. Thank you. So he's going to go. That doesn't help. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, he's just going to get into the club through the front door. Jin's turn.
I take a step back, and I'm I'm telling Dorothy, hey, keep your guys at their own, because this one's going a bit mad. And while I say that, I pull my gun and I just aim at that guy.
Okay.
Oh, you know what helps when you're like talking?
What's that?
Not being muted.
Okay, so
you were muted.
One of the other scarecrows came through the front door. He just got barely inside. This one comes running in. And he heard you shout about that.
Yep.
And about, you know, that, hey, one of your friends is going cyber psycho. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't seem to care, and he blasts his heavy pistol at.
Uh-oh.
He's going to blast it at Kit.
All right. Okay. She couldn't coast in the background for too long. Ow.
22 to hit. So that will hit
okay.
you.
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you guys that each square is 2 yards. So.
Okay. Two yards. Thank you.
So that means he was.
10.
8 yards away. So. DV 15, which 22 naturally surpassed for 11 points of damage.
Okay, so I knock one off of my armor and take half of that, right?
Well, your armor, isn't it 11?
Isn't he... It's not relevant, but isn't he 10 yards away, just from my understanding?
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're right, 10 yards away.
Sweet.
And then 11 damage, does that meet your light jacket's armor?
Yeah, the jacket armor is 11.
Okay, so nothing. It didn't ablate it, and you don't take any damage.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Nico, it's your turn.
I think it's the black ice.
Oh, it's the hellhound.
Toto's. Yeah, Toto's turn first.
Okay.
Toto.
Totoro.
So it has an attack of 6. So a 10 to hit Nico.
Oh, yeah.
Against a 13. Nope.
Nice.
I managed to block the little dog.
All right, that means that Gus, it's your turn. Or no, Nico, it's your turn.
No.
Now, Mario.
I'm going to attack it with a sword.
No, guys, that's Final Fantasy. Come on, pay attention.
Oh, man.
And I'll zap it.
Okay. So... So it got a 12 against the first one, which made it miss.
Yeah.
So now that you zap it with a 4.
Five point of damage.
Okay. So
and
it's still up.
And it'll try to zap it again.
Well, when it has a defense of 2, you can't really miss it.
I mean, you'd say that, but then we have to remember that it's Ariel.
Oh no, we lost our bed. Damn it.
Another one.
So
No.
But that was for damage. Damage. It's
not the damage. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So
it's still one.
That de-reses it. So okay. Toto disappears into a shower of pixels.
Yeah, I'm sending you a message. I'm coming for you, Dorothy.
All right. So it's the 10 men across the bars, and he can't believe the turn of events that has happened. He's a little doesn't really know what to do at this point.
To the sunrise.
He's gonna kill us all. We shoot him.
He shoots Jin.
Me. Yeah, I'm holding a gun as well, so yeah. That's fair.
All right, he gets a 15 against a DV of
13, right?
So hits for 15 points of damage there, Chin.
Oof. All right.
Oof. But it's only 4 damage, I believe, since his armor is pretty good.
Yeah. So 4 points of damage and your armor bleeds by 1.
Oh, wait. Shouldn't it have been my turn?
Right, it was your turn.
Timmins. Oh,
yep.
I get my hit points back.
If only.
Go ahead, guys.
I'm the psychotic Tin Man in front of me. I'm going to draw my very heavy 50 caliber auto pistol, and I'm going to dump all my luck into this, and I'm going to aim at his head.
Okay.
So anyway, he started blasting.
So negative 8 to hit, right?
Yeah.
You got this.
But I also have a plus 8 to hit because I dump an 8 luck into it. So it's negated.
Got it.
It's going to be 9 or higher.
So, and a 16. So that's a hit.
Okay. Yeah, armor rating of 4. So 11 gets through, so he takes 22 damage.
Yep. Sounds about right.
All right.
Wow.
So he is still up, and he looks like he's being fueled now just by the drug.
That's my turn.
All right, and then it was the guy across the bar. He shot Jen, and then it's Eric's turn.
All right. Fuck, some decisions to be made here.
Dorothy's like,
yeah.
She yells out, "Kill the one wearing the virtual goggles."
Oh, all right. Well,
I've got a plan. Wait, I've got a plan. Don't rule it out. Right. Everybody wear, please, virtual reality goggles. I'm sorry. Go on.
Do we have any extra sets of virtual reality goggles?
I don't.
Damn. That would have been such a good plan.
I have some duct tape. I can make poke some holes in it.
They might not be able to tell.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since we got a couple people coming out from the back, and there's only two in front, I think it's important that our back is being washed as well. So, Eric's moves here. He readies his shield facing this way. And then he shoots at... I'm trying to see if I have grenades. I don't think I have some. That's so stupid of me.
Wait, you're using the guy who is strapped in duct tape and with explosives as a shield?
No. I have my own shield.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
My guy has shields.
Okay.
He's dumb, but not that dumb. Close, though. All right, so this is a range of 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 8 yards. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, let's do the very heavy pistol. Blap!
Oh. It's still a hit, I believe, but...
That's a lot of ones. Is that a critical fail? With the damage? Oh, no, that's the damage. Okay.
Actually, it is a miss.
Yeah, you rolled a 1.
Well, shit.
It's a miss by 1, though.
I rolled 3 ones. I should have used some luck. Damn it. Yep, that's it. I need to remember that more. The luck points and also the solo points.
So this scarecrow comes running in and takes a shot at Eric.
So he's taking a shot at my guy? Yes.
So what do you want to do?
Let's defend it with the shield.
With the shield? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Because I remember you said, like, last time, if I dodge, he could hit the one behind me. So
it is a possibility.
Probably low, but our luck. I just rolled 3 ones in a single roll. I mean, not optimistic.
All right. So with his heavy pistol, then, he fires 10 yards away. He needs a 15. He got a 14.
Yes. That's a miss.
And this one will come running. Comes through the door. Doesn't have a very clear shot, to be honest.
The question is, would he care?
No.
He takes it anyway.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, you know.
If he fails, he's going to shoot his friend. And...
Do it.
Well, I say friend, but that's in quotation marks.
It's 10 friend.
10 yards away. A 13 to hit versus a 15. It misses. And now it's Kit's turn.
Okay. You know, I think I got to pull out chainsaw.
Yes.
because why not?
Chainsaw Woman.
And I think I'm going to move over here and attempt to saw into this one.
Nice.
Doom Eternal intensifies.
I'm imagining Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it evasion the guy has to use, I think?
Yep.
Kind of sexist, but yeah.
16?
Oh.
Tom,
the
why
blade
you do this?
Just whirls past his head.
Actually, he has a minus two.
I was
because
he
shares the wound.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Chainsaw!
Yeah, this is the part 46. Where we hum the Lollipop Chainsaw theme, except I don't think anyone knows it. Is there a theme?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I play all of their games. No More Heroes, nice. So good.
I never tried those. I might.
So
Chainsaw is 4d6. That's
he only gets okay. half yeah. his armor, I believe it said.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, roll 4d6 and get 8 damage. Nailed it. Mm-hmm.
So that's another 6 points of damage to him.
I don't know. He's the one who went cyber psycho, and we're the ones who are fucking chainsawing.
Yeah, so you slice into him with your chainsaw. He's been shot in the head and still living, and he doesn't seem to have felt an ounce of it.
Well, that's absolutely horrifying.
That it actually shouldn't have been a hit, because since it's on black lace, he ignores seriously wounded condition.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep, I just realized that too.
I'm sorry.
Hey, gotta keep it honest, right? It's more important. If we would win and we realized it wasn't honest, then we kind of didn't win.
All right, this scarecrow here, he's going to run up. Now, he's got a better chance of hitting as he shoots at Eric's.
Let's use... I had to declare. He misses anyway.
And...
Do I still need to declare?
Yeah, I forgot to ask you what you wanted to do, but in any case, against a DB-13, even he wouldn't have had any luck, so
yeah.
Jin, it's your turn.
Okay, so I had my shotgun out and I was pointing at the guy who went psycho.
Okay.
But the other guy at the bar, he tried to shoot me.
The one at the bar, yeah, he's the one that shot you.
Yeah. Yeah, so I take my aim to him.
Okay, so for the listeners, the guy behind the bar is
like one
very close to the guy with the shotgun right now. Like really close.
He can smell the gunpowder out of my barrel.
Might be bad.
And
is there a lot of spread on the shotgun?
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Is there?
Yeah, shotgun shells hit in a square of a 3x3. So if you hit just him, then it's fine because the 3x3 would be
around him.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Okay. So, well, okay, that's good because I before I walked in, I loaded incendiary rounds. So I'm gonna try to attack him.
Oh, that's no. A battle glove. That's the wrong thing.
Oh wait,
dude.
Is it? Oh, it
yeah,
is.
You'd rolled your battle glove.
This
so
is the
bad.
Shotgun.
Power glove.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh dear.
Okay.
That's good.
13 points of damage.
Let me just look at the
incendiary rounds.
Yeah.
I can.
I have it.
When using this ammunition, whenever you deal damage to a target through their armor, you ignite the target and. Until the target spends an action to put themselves out, they take 2 damage directly to their HP whenever they end their turn.
That's sweet. That's good.
All right, almost at the top of the round, which is good because I'd very much like to not piss myself. I should get a bucket.
Slosh, slosh, slosh.
That's me if I'm jumping right now.
Did he got hit or?
Yeah, he took the damage. It sprays into him, and he too looks like he feels no pain from it.
That's fine. He's on fire though.
Yeah,
he's on fire. Yeah.
This is fine.
This is fine.
This is fine.
Okay, another shot from a scarecrow by Eryx. It is...
Bring it.
6 feet away.
Oh, a shield.
So...
Shield, by the way.
Shield, okay.
Yep.
Heavy pistol, 14 to hit.
Oh, that hits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It overcomes DV 13. So it's going to hit for 13 points of damage to your shield.
Yes, Roger. Crap, that breaks my shield. Shields are weird. I like them. They're like this gambit that you can use a long time until you can't anymore, and then rip. All right, that breaks the shield.
This one comes over here and takes a shot at Jin. It is 8 yards away.
That's a miss.
Whoa.
14 versus 50.
Yep.
Or a 13 versus 50.
I really like this system with the DV and stuff with the range. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Top of the round, right?
Nico.
Even so more like.
We're at the top of the round for Nico.
Yeah, I'm heading down to the lowest level.
Okay. So they're at the control node here. In order to take control of it, it is a DV 12.
Yeah, I'm going to use the last 2 luck points I have. And pray.
No.
How is this possible?
How? Oh, he didn't change his avatar yet. It's still...
That's all the one.
That's the reason.
Yeah, all the one. Yeah, I'm going to do another attempt if it's possible.
Okay.
We've officially lost the bet, Pear.
Have we? Has it rolled the actual ones? Like for the critical failure? For just ones for damage shouldn't count. Because that's not...
I think I counted one for damage, yeah. So we're on 5.
Yeah. So we're on it.
Wow.
Now we just need to kill him so he doesn't roll again.
So 10 is not enough?
Yeah, and my last attempt.
Oh my fuck. Oh.
How the fuck do you do this?
This is just... what?
How? Oh, my 50-50 is still sitting pretty.
Yeah, pretty good. Wow.
How do you do this?
Sweet is also still in the race.
I think just about the...
You're a mathematical anomaly, my friend.
You just rolled a 1, like, twice in 1 minute.
Are we at 7?
We're at 6.
6 now.
Yeah, I made a mistake, so I recounted, but we're already back at 6.
All right, how many did you guess, Sweet?
One more. I said 7.
7. Wow. Oh, wow.
So she's 1 away, and you're also really close, Tom.
Oh.
I was way too optimistic with my 2.
Yeah, what were you even thinking?
Yeah, I had no idea what to expect.
Pork and beans, mate. Pork and beans.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't even know how this is possible. Oh.
The game is rigged. It's rigged.
If past lives Magnets. Were a thing, I don't know what you were in your past life, but you gotta repent, buddy.
Maybe he was very lucky in his past life, and now this life he must be unlucky.
Yeah, he was a lotto winner back in the 80s.
No, 90s. This is actually like this 70s. Them preparing him for his next life. Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Oh,
in the
80s,
I was alive with my core.
Right.
I was alive.
70s.
He was one of the village people. I'm done.
Okay, so that's right. 1.
So that ends... his turn, and it becomes Gus's turn.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. How? I'm out of words. I don't even. I'm just going to shoot the gonk right in front of me, the cyber psycho.
Okay.
It's horrible damage, but it's a hit.
So, let's see. I think this is the first time he's been shot.
Second time,
okay.
But the first was head armor, so I'm assuming he has 2 different armors.
Right.
One for chest and one for head.
Right, I remember the head shot, but that goes on head armor, so...
Yeah.
So, okay, so that means that he is still kicking.
Jesus.
Damn, this is some Elton John motherfucker. He's still standing. Do, do, do.
Maybe that's who he was in a past life.
But he's not dead. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit, good point.
Do you want to move anywhere, Pear?
Could I drag Nico with me over down a bit away from the psycho?
If you want to go half speed, yeah.
Yeah, then I'm going to drag and drag Nico in and put him in one of the booths.
Okay.
Oh, those are booths. I thought they were like kegs. Like really kegs. Big kegs. Yeah. You know, a beer barrel thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And now I'm seeing, oh, my God, I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to, but are these also barrels then?
No, those are tables. Obviously, duh.
But they look exactly the same.
We don't need to get into it.
Details.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry for ruining your immersion, my friend.
No, you made it even better. Wow, right, how did I not see that?
This guy takes another shot.
At who?
This one's at Jen.
Who is this one?
The guy, the
bartender.
The bartender. Yeah. Okay, got it.
If you hover over the turn order,
cruise to roast together. Yeah, got
it. Oh, I rolled the wrong thing. It should be his pistol. That's so a 13. Looks like from where he is, that's a hit. 15 points of damage to Jen.
15 again.
But don't forget your armor, so it's going to be 4, and I believe it negates your armor by 1, correct?
Oh, okay.
So that's already happened, so it should be 5, and it ablates his armor again.
Oh, gotcha.
5, and
I do not envy all the things you have to keep track of, Tom. Don't know how you do it.
But this is armor of my...
chest armor.
Oh, chest armor. Yeah, okay, got it.
All right. So I'm going to...
He takes 2 damage because he's on fire at the end of his round.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He didn't take the action to put it out, he's still on fire.
Yep.
Nice.
And truth be told, I don't think he's going to care that he's on fire. He doesn't feel pain about it, so why would he care?
Correct. I mean, it smells funny, but...
Yeah. But
I am the ghost rider.
That makeup, I'm pretty sure he already smells funny.
If he has any makeup left,
chemicals. Yeah, that was just chemicals. That should make him more stoned, by the way. Just saying. All right, Eryx. He shoots at this one right here. The one that's kind of trying to sneak by to try and surround. And he's going to blast with his heavy pistol. Very heavy pistol. Blam! Oh my God, that's my second one in a row as well.
Another miss for Eryx.
Guys, I could use some help over here. They're flooding in.
This one's going to come up and take a shot at you, Eryx.
Yep, definitely going for the evasion this time. What? Well, I think since there is 4 guys there, let's go for... Yeah, let's do damage deflection. Let's do 2 points for damage deflection. So every damage I take is reduced by 1. No, let's do all points.
Yep.
All points. 4 points.
Decreases the first damage you take this round by 2.
Yes.
So this one that came up to Eryx is going to take a shot at him.
Right.
And you're evading, right? So do me your evasion check.
Yes, sir. 14.
Okay.
Not great. Not bad. Oh, good enough.
Yep. So he kablam and misses. Puts a hole in the bar. Or the booth next to you, I mean.
Eric's like, holds one, his free hand back, and pushes the guy with the heavily bomb duct tape jacket, like, down.
So this guy moves over. He's also going to take a shot at Eryx.
Same story. He's going to try to evade again.
All right.
18 this time.
Ooh.
I don't think he's going to hit, though.
I don't either.
You never know, though. Nope.
Nope. Not even close. I mean,
with Tom's roll, everything is possible.
Exactly. That's what I was afraid of. But he misses.
Kit.
Well, I've already got my chainsaw out. So, I mean, how can I not take another slash at this guy?
Better put it to use.
You said the exact thing I was hoping for.
That I would try to chainsaw him?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not a crit damage fail.
You hit 4 once.
For 4 once.
What?
What?
Wow!
It's not just Nico. It's not.
Well, Nico, we've just, you we've got the competition. The dice.
Oh, listeners, she rolled a 4d6 for damage. Four dice, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Unbelievable.
Wow!
Absolute minimum damage.
So his armor has been ablated a couple of times, so he's still going to take 2 points of damage and remain standing.
Use the rotating part. Use the rotating side of the thing.
So you are cutting through his leather armor. His leather armor has been shot. He's got basically blood pouring out of everywhere. And
I clipped him for a haircut, basically.
Going to use his slice and dice melee against you, Kit.
I think what area.
You have 16. To roll evasion. It's one of your stats.
Let's hope you get a 17 or higher.
Yes, please.
Wow.
And a critical fail.
How?
Or what?
Or we could just roll another one. That's
How?
Fine.
Wow.
I would like to propose a motion of distrust against our DM.
could yeah. we just disconnect from the server and rejoin? Because I think there's some weird going on with the RNG generation right now.
There's an anomaly, I think.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
So I don't really understand why I'm 10 minus 9.
Because you roll the one and then you roll the other. That's the minus for your original roll. That's how the fumble works.
All right, let's do it, though. Like, just in case, everybody leave, okay?
Yeah, refreshing on that.
Well, I'm rolling pretty okay, so should I stay? Or?
Yeah, you might want to, actually.
Yeah, I might
if
want
you're,
to, right?
If you're connected to the good dice gods, don't thwart that.
Instantly, we're all spiritual. Instantly.
Instantly.
Well, not you.
Sacrifice nothing, something nothing. To the dice gods before we started.
Well, didn't fucking work, did it?
Not even a tiny bit. Not even a little
impressed.
Bit.
Impressed.
Oh, that's Futurama, right?
Yeah.
The wrong offering to the wrong deity.
Show us what you got.
That's a good
though.
Yeah. So this scarecrow is going to like right route around you guys and is going to take a shot at Nico like Dorothy told him to.
Well, look at that goody two shoes over there.
Following his orders.
Hey, that's a miss.
Hey, we fished it around. It worked, guys. It worked.
It shoots a wall behind Nico. And it's Jin's turn.
So I want to throw a flashbang here.
Right.
Shit,
here.
I just throw it here.
Yeah.
Try to hit them all, and Eris will try to dodge. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the square.
So Eric's doesn't even need to dodge.
Oh wow. Oh, I thought a 4x4 around a grenade, not a. Okay, got it. My bad.
It's counted from this. From the from the
I see.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
You rolled a 20.
Okay. So you land it right where you need to go,
yep.
And then all four of them take damage because they can't evade, so they've got to just go by that. You nailed it. It was a flashbang, so they all need to do a resist drugs thing.
I linked the text just before.
They all got hit.
So they have the critical injury for damaged eyes and damaged hearing, which gives them a -2 to hit.
Nice one, Jintani.
Yeah. All
right.
Very well done. Might have just changed the battle.
I hope so.
Do you want to move anywhere?
No, I'm good.
So this guy's kind of seeing double here.
Merp.
So he's just going to take a strange walk up the stairs there. It's not the pain that's bothering him. It's the double vision.
Also, with the damaged ears, if they move this turn, they cannot move next turn.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to put a mark on there because he moved. And then he's going to take a shot with a -2 at Eric's.
Evasion, 14. Oof. That hits.
Wow.
Look at your god and weep.
Oof, oof, oof. Yeah, that... my armor, actually, it's 11, my armor.
Okay, so doesn't ablate it.
No and damage. Also damage reduction by 2 still. So, yep, doesn't do anything. Sweet.
Wow, that's one lucky scarecrow. Seeing double.
So this one, he's going to come up here. He can't move again next round. And is going to take a shot at Jin.
Oh, nice.
He's going to get a 7, so misses.
Yep, misses.
Hell yeah.
All right. And now we are back at the top of the round to Nico.
Yeah.
Get him, Nico.
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple of more attempts.
Oh my, what the f- how?
Another one.
He just rolled a 1.
No way.
Now you're
how,
at 7.
What is this?
How is this possible?
Yeah.
You're above 50% failures.
Yeah.
You know that there are actually more than one side on a die, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was rolling my 1d1. Whoops.
Yeah, I think Sweet has an incentive of killing my characters now.
Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Oh my god, wow.
You at 7. Well, I'm at 7 critical fails. And the last attempt, yep, another. I think I'm going to leave it. I think it devolves into a brawler fight anyway. I'll give it another shot next turn and then I'll leave it.
Ariel, just know that if we were all together in person, we would be group hugging the fuck out of you right now. We're so sorry. Jesus,
this
man.
Is very much sad. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so it's back to Gus.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just like, wow.
I know we're all stunned.
Wow.
Believe me, I'm stunned. I went for half. And he's over it, not under it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how this works. I'm moving up to the cyberpsychotic crab man, tin man.
Crab people.
And
you need a new cell phone plan.
I shoot him, I hit him, and do 13 damage.
All right. Now that will drop him.
Yes! Bastard.
Finally.
All right, 1 down, 6 to go. I mean, 5. 6? Yep, 6.
Okay. Any other movement? Because you can split the movement in this. All right. So we have the bartender now. Bartender Tin Man.
Bastard.
Who's been shooting at Jin. And will try to do so again.
And it's going to miss.
Tin the bartender man?
Bartender. Got him.
Okay, and he gets an 11 against a 13 as a miss.
Yes.
Slow, but he takes 2 damage at the end of his turn.
Oh, yeah. He's still
and
on
Eric,
fire.
It's your turn.
All right. Wow. Eric's is going to shoot at this guy who's shooting at Nico. Because he's not all right with that. Oh, now since it's the start of my round, I believe I can reallocate my my points again.
Yes, you can.
So let's all keep them on defense because there's still so many of them. There's still so many. So that's still 2 damage reduction. And blam! 21 on this fella to hit for 12 damage.
Alright. So 12 damage to him, and he takes all of it.
Ooh.
No armor.
Nice.
But still alive.
Not for long.
This one's shooting.
Was that triumph?
This could be a Michael Jackson video.
This guy, no longer able to move. Gonna take a shot at Gus like he was told to do.
Nico, but...
Yeah,
shoot Nico, me, I'm mean. Fine. Come on, shoot me!
Taunting. He's seen double.
Shoot, man. Let's see.
A 14 to get Nico, who is...
it's set minus 2 as well.
9.
So 12.
It's too far. He needs a 15, I think.
Whoa. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3 squares. That's 6 yards. He needs a 13. 8. He gets a 14.
No. It's a minus 2 as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's damaged. He has damaged ice.
Flash grenade.
Who?
The guy who...
Oh, right. You're right.
Yep.
Okay. a miss, and then I was looking at the wrong scarecrow.
Yeah,
again.
I gotcha.
All right.
Grenades are fun.
This one.
Yeah, we need to get you more grenades. All the grenades.
All the grenades.
He'll come up. He'll take a shot at Nico.
Still
shooting at
Eric. Oh, he also pointless. Needs a red dot, right?
For next
yes, he
turn.
Does.
Yes.
Okay. And misses.
And misses.
Okay, I am not sad turn. That shooting at Eric's is pointless. I like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being a meat shield. I'm gonna keep with the chainsaw, even though it's not going super well for me, and move over to this guy. Commit to the bit, right? Here we go.
It's a chainsaw.
Ooh.
Which one were you attacking?
This
guy. Oh, that's
guy.
A good question.
All right. Let's see. He needs to roll his evasion. Fails.
Nope.
Takes 14 damage. All right, and you chainsaw
Yay!
Through him.
Oh. Excellent.
Doom Eternal.
Am I gory now?
Yet again.
Oh yeah, you're covered in gore.
Oh,
and so is the scarecrow
Excellent.
Next to him.
So he's blinded and covered in gore.
I never Rindy. Thought I would envision the scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz covered in blood.
Oh yeah. But
here we are.
Here we are.
I'm so happy with this mental vision. Thank you.
Jen.
Oh, it's my turn already. Okay, so I don't have my shotgun out because I was throwing a grenade. I'm walking up to the scarecrow next to me, and I'm gonna punch him with my power glove.
Does it take a full action if you want to get your shotgun again?
Nah, I don't think so.
I think you can get your shotgun and shoot at him.
I just want to punch this guy, so I'm just going to do that.
I mean, okay.
Oh boy.
All right. So he has to make an evasion.
Wait.
Something's
How
wrong.
How is that possible?
Something's wrong. Guido, on your character sheet, you have to go to your to the battle glove weapon, press edit. And make it so it's a brawler skill.
Yeah. Okay.
So I believe it's brawler for battle glove. Let me just
I was
going
to say, you roll a 1d10 and you got a 0. That's not possible.
Okay. Edits, and then?
And then for the weapon skill, I think you should...
It says nothing. Yeah. Brawling.
So
oh, there it is. Okay.
Change it to...
Brawling.
Yeah,
I
believe so.
So if I try again?
There you go.
All right.
Oh, there it is.
That's better.
That's better.
At least it counts now.
Okay, so that hits for 13 damage.
Bonk. That's a good hit.
And it's a critical. Wait, it's a critical.
Hey, it's a critical bonk.
Two sixes and the damage were rolled.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two sixes and a one.
There's the one.
So
again,
what does that mean again for a critical?
It takes an extra 5 points of bonus damage, and you need to roll a D. 2d6.
2d6?
2d6.
Oh.
7.
Nice.
I'm not entirely sure, but he has a foreign object in his... So I guess a nut or something broke off from the battle glove? Or
what?
He managed to shank him or shiv him?
Did you just say a nut broke off?
Yeah, like a bolt. Not bolts.
Oh.
Why limit ourselves, really? It could go either way.
Why?
No, he's saying because the guy took a foreign object damage. Like when you roll for a critical, something can get lodged inside you, and that happens. So something, maybe even a piece of like his shirt or something got stuck inside of him.
His burlap's in there.
Exactly. He's burlap in there.
Some straw sticking out.
Or is
wait,
that, or
so,
nut.
So, okay. so that was what now it's stuck in my
No. This is
go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. This is just for flavor. It's not like a part of your glove actually broke off.
And it's stuck in him, not you.
Okay.
And what effect does that have on him?
At the end of the turn, where you move further than 4 meter/yards on foot, you re-suffer the critical injury bonus damage. So basically, if he moves around, he just keeps bleeding.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, that's nice.
But he's not moving that much because he's super woozy from the flashbang.
Yeah, I gotta say, Jin, when you were like, I'm gonna punch, like, what are you doing? And then you did this. It was pretty amazing.
This one attacks Eric's.
Nope. Oh, I need to roll evasion. Do I?
Yeah, go ahead. You would have evaded.
I would have evaded.
Jumped the gun.
I mean, he can always roll a one.
Can I? There we go. I rolled a 17.
This one that Jin walked up to, he's going to use his, so his gloves end in claws, the tips of his fingers. It's not gloves. It's his hands. It's tips of his fingers end in claws called rippers. And he attacks with them against Jin. It's an 18. Oof. Jin, you need to make an evasion.
That's where it's
under fighting.
Fighting?
Skills, fighting.
It has 2 points. It ain't going to matter.
Oh. Yeah.
13.
Yeah. So it would have hit. 2 points of damage. Your armor absorbs it. Moving on.
Okay, got it.
Good.
Nico.
I believe he has another attack because it's just a... It has a rate of fire of 2.
Yeah, right. Correct.
Makes sense.
So,
two hands.
So he gets to do twice. Do 2 takes.
Oh.
But that misses.
Hey!
Jin avoids it.
Nice.
Nico.
15 against a 16.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another try.
Get him, Nico. Good rolls. Good rolls. Good rolls. Good vibes. We love you, universe.
I need you to get this so I can get my 50% back. No.
Didn't you have the worm active?
Sorry?
Didn't you have the worm program active?
Yeah, but it's not the... It only helps for back doors, I think.
Aren't you in the back door right now?
I don't know. Is that does that count as a back door?
You are... No, back door is for password. Yeah. Back door is for password.
Oh, I thought that was...
control.
Going. Okay.
Oh!
Hey!
You got it. Okay. So you now have control of her projector, her speaker, and her microphone.
Whoa! I want to remove the AI avatar and to immediately send the feed to my to the backup drive I have, so we have proof of whoever that was.
All right.
I'll do it.
So so now the
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So now the projection changes, and you'll see Dorothy washes away, and in its place. Tom Arrow's Tales showcases the creativity, talent, and merchandise of indie RPG creators. Enjoy listening to our other games we play, such as Vassen, a 19th century horror RPG about Scandinavian folklore. Shadows of Neon will continue to drop every week as well. Thanks for listening.